Hello, and welcome to the EU Auditors podcast series on transport megaprojects. By 2030, the European Union plans to connect the continent through a network of motorways, railways, and inland waterways. These large transport infrastructures should improve connections between national networks along 9 European corridors on the Trans-European Transport Network. This will enable both people and goods to travel seamlessly across the Union. To complete these corridors, large transport megaprojects with a cross-border impact are currently being built. What role has the European Commission played in these multi-billion megaprojects? Were they well planned and cost-efficient? Have there been delays and cost overruns? Will they fully deliver the expected socio-economic benefits? And what is the situation on the ground? We at the European Court of Auditors have looked into all these questions. We selected 8 of these multi-billion flagship projects in 13 member states. The total cost was 54 billion euro. We assessed the Commission's role in their planning, time management and cost management. And of course, we also checked how they were carried out and supervised. Our auditors conclude that key cross-border transport megaprojects in the EU are progressing more slowly than expected. 6 of the 8 multi-billion projects we audited, including access lines, are unlikely to be operating at full capacity by 2030 as initially planned. This will further postpone the completion of the core Trans-European network and put at risk the effectiveness of 5 of its 9 corridors. One of these very large transport flagship projects is the Lyon-Turin rail link between France and Italy. Let's have a look at what the EU auditors found and recommend. What is the Lyon-Turin rail link? The Lyon-Turin link is a 65-kilometre cross-border stretch of railway through the Alps on the Mediterranean Transport Corridor. The double-tube base tunnel measures 57.5 kilometres and is currently under construction. Together with planned access lines, the total length of line will be around 270 kilometres. What did the auditors find? Completion of the Lyon-Turin link has been delayed by 15 years. This makes it one of the worst cases in our sample of European transport megaprojects, and it puts the efficiency of the EU's co-funding at risk. The link is unlikely to be ready by 2030. This means that the network benefits of this megaproject will not materialise in full until after 2030. Traffic forecasts risk being over-optimistic. At present, less than 3 million tonnes of freight is transported along the existing conventional line each year. While one reason for this is the inadequacy of the current line, the forecast for the Lyon-Turin link is 24 million tonnes in 2035. In other words, 8 times the current traffic. Although 7 joint cost-benefit analyses had previously given positive outcomes, the Italian Ministry of Infrastructure reassessed the project in 2018 without consulting either France or the Commission. This reassessment concluded that the project costs would be fully 6.9 billion euro more than the benefits it would bring. However, weaknesses were subsequently identified in the methodology used for the assessment. The original scope of the megaproject has changed markedly. The single tube initial tunnel has doubled to become a twin tube. This has inflated costs by 4.4 billion euro to 9.6 billion euro, an 85% increase. To date, the EU has invested 621 million euro in this megaproject. Despite attempts to increase local stakeholder acceptance, for example through the Démarche Grand Chantier approach in France, the link has been strongly contested by associations and private individuals on environmental and procedural grounds. More than 30 court cases have been brought opposing the project. there is a high risk of overestimating the positive environmental effects. The net benefit in terms of CO2 emissions will kick in later than predicted and will depend on real traffic levels. If those levels do not exceed half of what is forecast, it will take 50 years from the tunnel's entry into service before the CO2 emissions generated by building it are offset. In a final finding, the auditors report that too few people live within the project catchment area, within 60 minutes of the line. This is too limited for a line with high-speed rail standards and does not ensure long-term economic sustainability of this high-speed rail link. So what do the auditors recommend? To support sound financial management, we at the European Court of Auditors recommend that the European Commission applies the available tools to enforce the long-term planning of megaprojects. It should require better analysis before deciding to provide EU co-funding, and the Commission should further develop its implementing decisions. Finally, the role of European coordinators should be strengthened to improve the supervision of strategic multinational corridors right across the EU. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to hear about seven other megaprojects we have audited, please go to the website of the European Court of Auditors or check them out on our social media channels. Our Twitter feed is @EU Auditors, all in one word.